The scriptures often use images to try to convey a profound message. Today's scriptures use images of a cedar tree, of a mustard seed, and of the bush that comes from the mustard seed. Those images help us to gain an understanding of what the scriptures are trying to say to us. In that first reading today, if you just read it for face value, you might wonder, why is it included in the scripture? It's about a cedar tree, about taking a small shoot from the very top of the tree, planting it in the soil, and then a large tree growing from it. Well, it helps to understand that Ezekiel was writing this in a very low point in the history of the Jewish people. He was writing it after they had been defeated by a foreign power. The leading people of Judah had been exiled to Babylon. At a time when the people had very, very little hope. A time when they were beginning to ask themselves, can we trust the promises that God has made to us? Can we trust that there will always be a descendant of David on the throne? Are we really God's chosen people? And so Ezekiel uses this image and he says, yes, things are bad, but God is going to pluck a shoot from this great tree of Israel and he is going to plant it. And someday that tree will be big enough and grand enough that the birds of the air will come and make their nest in its branches. We believe that the fulfillment of that promise came in the person of Jesus Christ. He was the shoot from the house of David. He was the one who was to be on the throne of David forever. And that shoot has grown into what we know as Christianity today. In the second reading, St. Paul offers us a phrase that most of us have heard repeated often. He says, we walk by faith and not by sight. We see that in Ezekiel. He walked by faith and not by sight. He could not see what was to come, and yet he had a deep faith that God would be faithful to his promises. There are many examples of that in our history. Take, for instance, Francis of Assisi. You know, this little man was laughed at, he was scorned, he was rejected by his father. Many thought he was insane, and yet he found a religious community that has powerfully impacted the church not only of his time, but the church ever since his time. I heard another example that struck me very much. Back in the 1800s in Uganda, there was a person by the name of Charles Logwana. Charles was a catechumen. And there were very few Christians in Uganda at that time, a couple hundred. And the king, he was a pedophile, and he was asking of the young men in his court various sexual favors, and they were refusing, and Charles was one who was leading that refusal. Well, eventually the king decided it was because of his Christian faith that he was doing this. So he arranged to have he and 22 others martyred. Martyred by wrapping them in a mat and throwing them on the fire. Now, to a casual observer, you might think that that was the end of Christianity in Uganda. But every year now, on June the 3rd, the Feast of the Martyrdom, about 500,000 people go to the place of the martyrdom in pilgrimage. Today on the continent of Africa, Christianity is the fastest growing faith. There are some 400 million Christians in Africa today. That little seed has grown. That little seed has become a great tree. But Charles and his companions and the people that survived, they walked by faith. They trusted in the promises of God. And I think that's the point of the gospel parable, that the seed may look small. It may look insignificant. It may look as if it can do nothing at all. But in ways we do not know, in ways we cannot understand, that seed can grow and become a mighty tree. I read a statistic this week that on the surface is rather frightening. It was talking about the faith in the nation of France. About 4 to 5% of the Catholics of France attend Mass every Sunday. One would think that the faith there is dying. And yet, because of our faith, we know that there is still a mustard seed there. We know that there is still hope, that God can take that little seed of faith and he can make it blossom into a great tree. We know not the time, we know not the way, but we trust that God in his power can do that. Let's make it more personal. Each of us, you and I, have the seed of faith within us. Sometimes that seed may seem very little, and sometimes it may seem very weak. But God can take that little seed and make it blossom, make it grow, make it become strong and vibrant. Since it is Father's Day, maybe another comparison would work. I know there are fathers who lose heart when their children reject their values, when their children turn away from the faith. And yet, that seed has been planted. And in ways that we know not and understand not, God can make that seed blossom within those children who have now turned away. We are a people who walk by faith and not by sight. We trust that God in His wisdom, God in His goodness, can take even the smallest seed of faith and make it grow and blossom and bear much fruit.